And here's a postscript, if you forgive me that one, about how much more than a business the Postal Service is to some people. Evan Kalish, a graduate student at the University of Pennsylvania, photographs post offices all over the country, especially ones that are in danger. He has been to a lot of post offices.
The present count is 2,745.
Is this, by the way, related to your studies at all?
I have attempted to make it so that my studies can pertain to the hobby. Is what I work with is a field called geospatial analytics, anything to do with maps and spatial information, statistics about places.
Evan, was there a time when this, I won't say obsession, this extreme interest in post offices?
Passion, perhaps.
Passion. When it took hold, do you remember a day when the penny stamp dropped and you said, I really like post offices?
I would say that aha moment occurred when I was traveling in northeast Wyoming. And I got off the interstate and I took a really remote road through some really remote towns whose post offices are indeed in danger. That's when I first began to feel connected to the service. It was as part of an overall experience. But at that point, I began to make more of an effort to explicitly go out of my way to visit more remote post offices because I thought it would be a worthwhile experience.
You have taken a tremendous number of photographs of these post offices. Special favorites that stand out to you? I mean, if you had to give an award to the most incredible post office that we can see in a picture?
Well, some of my favorites are those that were built during the Depression era by the Treasury Department as part of the WPA program under Roosevelt. My favorite is one of those, and that would be Greenville, Pennsylvania. It's in the northwest part of the state, and in terms of sheer grandeur and pride that's visible in its construction, I would say it takes the cake.
Is it big? You said grandeur. I mean, is it a very big post office?
It's a bigger building than you would expect. It does take up most of a city block lengthwise. It's tall. It's got beautiful granite columns with an orange tint. It's got a beautiful marble interior. It's got marble columns. The counters that are still there from the 30s have carved metal lions, ironwork. It's all unbelievable, and it has a very nice lobby.
What's your favorite tiny post office?
Oh, goodness. Well, I've had a memorable experience in Rosette, Wyoming, R-O-Z-E-T, which is near Devil's Tower, our nation's first national monument. And I had a special experience there, so I would say that is perhaps my favorite.
A special experience?
Yes. That postmaster was responsible for servicing a set of special limited edition, what are called pictorial postmarks, which he told me were actually done on top of Devil's Tower, this big, massive rock formation in what is otherwise the middle of nowhere. So I'm told he carried the sack of mail to the top. He did all these, you know, this hand cancellation of envelopes on top, and he saved a special set for himself, and he gave them to me. So I thought that was very generous, and it's still meaningful.
Now, you're describing post offices and postal service that is picturesque, that is full of history, full of tradition, interesting. Efficient isn't the first word that comes to mind. And you are going to post offices nowadays that are endangered, that might be on a closure list.
That is true.
Is there really a good case for keeping a post office open if, say, it doesn't even sell enough stamps to support the postmaster who would work there?
Indeed, there's a very good case for keeping these open. In fact, there are other services these rural post offices provide. Many residents use them for money orders. So they are, in fact, rather critical to the operations and even the survival of these communities.
And this passion you have for post offices, this has now turned into part of a campaign to protect the endangered post office, yes?
Yes.
And do you get any traction? I mean, it sounds as though the Postal Service is still going to shut down 3,000 or more post offices.
I do hope that doesn't happen. I'm not so convinced that I could, say, save any given post office. But honestly, if I can't save the post office, what I would like to do is at least memorialize the post offices. And the other thing I'd like to do is hopefully save some of the stories that go with these post offices before they're lost to history.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us about your passion and now your political campaign.
Thank you very much.
That's Evan Kalish speaking to us from Philadelphia, which, as you would point out, is home to the first post office.
Three blocks from the studio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.